The part that we got from NASA is called the Crew Compartment Trainer, and it is a reproduction of the forward part of a space shuttle. In other words, the part where the flight deck is, where they fly the shuttle, and where the mid-deck is, in other words, where the astronauts eat and sleep and take care of hygiene needs and so on. So it's the front part of a space shuttle. The other things behind it, we had designed and built to replicate the size and shape of a space shuttle and give us a large exhibit space at the same time.
When visitors come through there, are they going to be allowed to sit in the seats, or would that just create too much wear and tear and is impractical?
Well, you're correct. They won't be allowed to sit in the seats, but we've provided as much access to the Crew Compartment Trainer as we can reasonably do while still preserving it as well. So you can step partway into the mid-deck, and you can see all the things that are in there. And you can also look into a large window into the flight deck and see where astronauts would train to fly the shuttle.
And I understand there is something you have in the payload bay of your space shuttle mock-up.
That's right. We have an actual Department of Defense experimental satellite in there that never flew. It was slated to be launched on a space shuttle, but because of a space shuttle accident, that was delayed, and in the meantime, the satellite's technology was sort of surpassed and applied in other ways, and so the satellite never flew. Instead, it became a test bed for studying how space equipment ages, and we acquired this several years ago, and it is the real thing.
Now, I think there are going to be some new things, new additions to the collection as time goes on. I think I read that you're going to have spacesuits and other things like that, for example.
That's correct. We're enhancing the sort of canvas that we've got now. Think of the space shuttle exhibit now as a new exhibit space. Now that it's done, we can fill it up with new exhibits, new audio-visual things, and so on. And part of that will be a series of reproduction spacesuits that will take our visitors through the history of human spaceflight and show them up close the kind of things people would wear and use to work and live in space.
And this exhibit is going to eventually be moved from where it is now. I think you're going to be putting it in your new building.
That's right, Steve. We're going to take this whole thing that we've had built, and we're going to move it into our new building so that it will be a sort of keystone of the new space gallery in the new fourth building.
And when is that going to open?
We think that our new building will open sometime in early 2016.
Doug Lantry is curator of the new space shuttle exhibit at the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force in suburban Dayton, Ohio. I'm Steve Hirschberg.